I can't believe he said that either. But what did you expect when you tuned in? Here's Gruber.
Well, in order to save Social Security, some will tell you that we need to raise taxes. The Democrats suggesting a payroll tax increase of $1.5 trillion. I mean, amid all the hoopla and the nonsense about Democrats wanting to raise taxes on the rich, they're also working on a bill that would increase taxes on just, well, pretty much everybody that works. And the reason? To fund expanded benefits for baby boomers. The Social Security 2100 Act would hike the combined payroll taxes paid by workers and their employers from 12.4% today to 14.8% by 2043. The bill would also apply to the payroll tax on incomes over $400,000, which it has not done previously. In the first 12 years alone, this would increase Social Security taxes by $1.5 trillion. Once the tax hike is fully phased in, workers and employers will be paying about $350 billion more a year in payroll taxes. And as a share of the gross domestic product, Social Security would be at 6.5%. Currently, it sits at 4.5%. For families making the median income, it means an extra $720 a year or more to Social Security. And that's just half of the tax bite because the employer's share would go up as well. And let's be honest, if the employer's paying another $720, then that's going to come out of the guy's pocket in the form of wages. It is, in other words, a staggering tax hike. The economic effects of this hike will not be pleasant. Andrew Biggs, a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, explained to the House Ways and Means Committee earlier this month, the impacts will likely be a reduction in the labor supply as well as less private savings and more household debt, especially among lower income families. Biggs also notes that such a tax hike will raise far less money than predicted, not only because there will be fewer jobs, but because the payroll tax hikes will suppress wage growth, which means less income tax revenue. But the Democrats don't care. Among other things, Larson and other Democrats want an across-the-board increase in benefits for current and future retirees. They want to pay out more, you see. A higher annual cost of living adjustment and a stronger minimum benefit. You see, Social Security was not supposed to be a retirement plan. That's what it has become. The Social Security 2100 Act shows that Social Security is affordable, says Congressman John Larson, Democrat, pushing this deal. It increases benefits and strengthens the trust fund, and it is fully paid for. The bill has 200 co-sponsors, every single one a Democrat. Number crunchers at the Social Security Administration said even with the added benefits, the plan would keep the program solvent for 75 years, but then, of course, it runs out at some point. That's an educated guess, not a very good one, some say. It doesn't account for the negative effects of the tax hike and what it would have on jobs, wages, and economic growth. Second, the Social Security Administration doesn't exactly have a stellar record when it comes to making such long-term projections. For example, back in 1983, the federal government boosted Social Security taxes and cut benefits. This was supposed to keep Social Security on a sound footing for 75 years then. Now it's dead at 2024 or 5. Yeah. In reality, Social Security started running annual deficits in 2010. By 2025, those shortfalls will be in excess of $200 billion annually. I mean, it just doesn't work. Pay more. No. Here's what you need to do. You need to increase the age of those getting Social Security. Yes, that would impact me negatively, and that's the way it is. You should start by raising the retirement age 3 months per year until you reach about 69 and a half. So it would take 4 years for it to get to 66, another 4 years to get to 67, four more at 68 and four more at 69, and then a couple more to make 69 and a half. So that would be 18 years from now. And by 2036, you could have less people retiring and less people demanding the money, and therefore you could get it under control. But they'll never do that, of course, because there'll be all this. I mean, you're either going to save the program or you're not. All right, so we're going to go to the hotline real quickly. Henry is checking in from Mason. The Common Sense Hotline, by the way, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Henry, what is your question?
Okay, I got a statement first, and that is the the Fed, the Congress has dipped into that fund so much that it's almost empty. Except the question is, how long before they find this new supposedly lucrative tax so they can use that for something else also?
I agree with that, yeah. Henry, I greatly appreciate you calling in. We've got to get this under control, otherwise there will not be a Social Security fund. You know that, and so do I. And I've often wondered whether it would be one or not. By the time I got to the point of all the money that I've paid in, will there be anything there? It would be better off if I could have invested the money myself privately and taken my chances. That would have been the real answer. That would have been the right thing to do. And yet here we are. All right, so before we go here, today, one other couple of things I want to cover, and that is this whole Jussie Smollett matter. This whole Jussie Smollett matter is an embarrassment that so many people would buy into it. It really is. And Kamala Harris was one of those that jumped onto it. It's a modern day lynching, she tweeted out on January 29th. A modern day lynching, before you even knew what had happened or what the facts were, she was all over it, jumping on it. And then yesterday, when asked about it by a Fox reporter in New Hampshire, where she's stumping to be president, she looked snake-bitten when she was asked about it. She was looking around trying to, she's asked the question, what? What are you talking about? She's looking for her handlers to get her out of there. Real quickly, it's bite three. Go.
Which tweet? What tweet?
Saying that it is a modern-day lynching that,
sorry.
Yes. Jussie Smollett.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned about, obviously.
She couldn't figure it out. She's not obviously. She doesn't know what she says. The facts are still, you know, the facts were still rolling out when you jumped on the it's a modern day lynching bandwagon of nonsense. Talk about divisive language, identity politics, and everything that's wrong with politics today. There it is, encapsulated by a woman who's looking around for her handler. Somebody got in big trouble for that because there wasn't somebody to step in. Oh, no questions. We got to move along. No questions. Yeah, that didn't happen. 52 after. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Final thought to this.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more businesses saving money means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.